Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Oprah Winfrey has announced she will have an intimate conversation with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. The 90-minute intimate conversation will air Sunday, March 7th on CBS. Per a formal-sounding statement from CBS, Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, in a wide-ranging interview covering everything from stepping into life as a royal, marriage, motherhood, philanthropic work, to how she is handling life under intense public pressure. Later, the two are joined by Prince Harry as they speak about their move to the United States and their future hopes and dreams for their expanding family. Piers Morgan had a reaction in some tweets. Shocked to read in the Times that Meghan Markle had only met Oprah Winfrey once before inviting her to sit up front with the royals at her wedding. Shocked they'd ever met at all. People who really want to be private don't release intimate baby bump snaps to the same papers they profess to despise, then announce they're doing a 90-minute special with Oprah. But that's nothing in comparison to Piers' lengthy piece in the Daily Mail, from which I will excerpt. First, let me offer my sincere congratulations to Meghan and Harry on the news they're going to have another baby. Any pregnancy is a wonderful blessing, though, as Jerry Seinfeld once cautioned, make no mistake about why babies are here. They are here to replace us. It's an especially joyful moment for a couple who suffered the pain of a miscarriage last summer, and as a father of four myself, I wish them nothing but happiness with their new addition when he or she arrives. But I can't have been the only one who was somewhat surprised by the manner in which we learned of this delightful development. The statement from their spokesman saying the couple are overjoyed to be expecting their second child was perfectly standard. However, accompanying it was a photograph of Meghan lying in Harry's lap under a tree in the California sunshine, with her hobbit-like barefooted husband grinning broadly as he cradled her bump. Like everything they do, this picture had been carefully choreographed. They hired an old friend to capture the spontaneous, intimate moment. But it was the fact this photo was given to everyone in the media via the press association that raised my eyebrows in disbelief. 10 months ago, Meghan and Harry declared they would now have a zero engagement policy with four British newspapers in one of their many furious tirades against the press when they are criticized for doing stuff like preaching about the environment as they use Elton John's private jet like a taxi service. Seems especially baffling when you consider that last Thursday, Meghan won a legal action against the Mail on Sunday over a letter given to them by her father Thomas, and used the victory to launch a fresh attack on the paper, its sister outlets, and its parent company, for what she said were its dehumanizing practices, moral exploitation, and a business model to profit from people's pain. Which makes it even more baffling as to why, just a few days later, she would then want an incredibly revealing private photo of her and Harry and their unborn child to appear on the front page of the Mail and the front pages of all the other papers she claims to hate. Or rather, it's not baffling at all. For this is yet another example of Meghan and Harry's brazen hypocrisy and further evidence that they don't have any real desire for privacy. They just want the right to use the media to promote themselves when it suits them, and trash and ban them when it doesn't. In fact, it's quite clear that the pair of them crave attention and publicity like ravenous jackals gorging on the carcass of a freshly slain gazelle. Since they quit Britain and royal duty 13 months ago, barely a week has gone by without a new grainy self-promoting Zoom chat, statement or interview being released from their Santa Barbara mansion, or announcements of their latest lucrative multi-million dollar commercial deals with the likes of Netflix or Spotify, or leaked details of power broker meetings with top politicians, like California's Governor Gavin Newsom. They know all this publicity is key to their success and bank balance, and they depend on the media they profess to loathe to deliver it. In this regard, they're no different to reality TV. Celebrities like the Kardashians, who don't actually do anything for a living other than sell their brand to the highest bidder. But the one thing Meghan and Harry want least is to be left alone, which is why it's just been announced they're giving a wide-ranging interview about their private lives to Oprah Winfrey for a 90-minute primetime special on March 7th. That's just the kind of thing people do when they want to be private. Palace Intrigue, we'll be right back. Piers was not alone in his criticism. On Tuesday, this morning presenter Eamon Holmes said, "Well, it's not an interview, really, is it? It's an ad, really. I mean, Oprah's a mate. Oprah was at her wedding. Meghan's mum stayed with Oprah at her home as a house guest. So it's not an interview as such." Royal correspondent Camilla Tomany replied, "Well, I don't think she's going to be throwing really difficult questions at Meghan, and admittedly, it's going to be hugely sympathetic because, as you say, they're friends." Though, interestingly, it's been pointed out that they had only met once before Oprah turned up at the royal wedding in Windsor Castle in May 2018. But yes, I think it's going to be a soft soap kind of interview. And finally, the Daily Star covered the news with the snarky headline, "Publicity-shy woman tells 7.67 billion people I'm pregnant." That didn't go over well with Meghan Markle fans. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.